Good morning.
Good morning.
It is hot here.
You how pretty much hot?
31 degrees.
31 degrees.
31 or
Wow.
87 Fahrenheit.
Four
Very
point
hot.
seven.
Feels like an oven.
Wow. Oh, it's here. It's very pretty, little bit of cool, cooler
Really?
than, yeah, because raining season, because it's raining
Ah.
season here.
Yeah, we have gotten a little bit of rain, but not very much. And it rained a little bit last night, but just enough to make it thunder and lightning. And that was about it. Yep. So, did you do anything fun this weekend?
I went out with my friend and ate something delicious.
Yes.
A noodles, kind of noodles.
Yeah.
And we talked and 2 hours or almost 3 hours, we just
Good.
talking, 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 talking to
Excellent.
each other. And
Yeah, 'cause you, is this the friend that you only see like once a month?
No, it's almost we've been seeing each other almost 3 years, and
Oh
yeah,
that's a long time.
and that's a very it's very long time. So
Ah.
we had such a nice time.
Well, good. Good. So let me ask you something, because I notice a lot of Koreans use this term, and it's delicious food. And what else could you say besides delicious? The food we ate was.
I remember this because I know many native speakers don't use these delicious words, and
We might use it like on a really, really good looking guy, like he's delicious.
Funny. Is it real? Is it real?
It's
Yeah,
just
that's really funny.
it's just kind of a not a usual word. Now, you could say like, how was your food? It was delicious. But Koreans say delicious food. We had some delicious food. So it's kind of a little bit different. What else could you say besides delicious? Can you think of something
Because
else?
okay. That's pretty awesome, or that was pretty good,
Yes, yes.
and yummy,
Yeah,
or
it was excellent. You
yummy.
could say it was excellent.
Really?
Yeah,
Oh,
excellent.
okay.
People use excellent quite a bit. It was excellent, or it was so good, or
So
if it
good.
was outstanding, you could say that the food was outstanding.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
Oh,
yeah,
food was outstanding.
yeah.
Okay.
The food was
Oh,
outstanding. The
this
company was great.
is
I had a good time.
great. Yeah, I had a great time. Okay, excellent, great,
Yeah.
and outstanding.
Yep.
Oh, I should
Excellent.
memorize that.
Yeah,
Okay,
just
excellent.
I just thought I would bring that up that way. If they ask you a question, you'll have some other ideas, because I'm sure they hear it quite a bit, because I hear it a lot. And we had delicious food, and I'm like, that's interesting. Every Korean says that.
Fact, because we learned about food by text, and every
Yes.
text says delicious,
Delicious.
only delicious.
Yeah.
One, yes,
Yep. I figured as much. I figured that. So there you go. There's your new thing to practice today. So you had noodles, and then what else did you have?
And noodles and dumplings, and we ate dumplings, and it's a boiled pork. It's kind of boiled pork food, and with vegetable.
Sounds so you ate a lot. You ate a lot of different things.
Yes, I ate a lot.
So what did you drink with it?
Drink with it, coffee. Mm-hmm. Coffee with cheesecake.
Oh,
coffee
wow.
Cheesecake.
Yeah. I usually get water when I eat out. Many, many times I just get water with lemon.
With lemon. Mm-hmm. What with lemon?
Yeah. And
do you like?
I like everything, but yeah, go ahead and ask me.
What do you call soda water? Do you like soda water, or just water?
The bubbly water. I like bubbly water.
Yeah, bubbly.
I like bubbly water, but I'm just fine. My favorite drink is water. I'm fine with water.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yep, a lot of Americans drink pop. They drink soda pop with dinner.
Pop.
And I'm like, ugh, if I drank a lot of soda pop with dinner, I would not want to eat. But they will order diet soda, then with a great big meal. So it kind of defeats the purpose.
Yeah, there's meaning about, yeah.
I mean, not
just soda. It's kind of
it's just bubbly water, right?
Bubbly water. Yeah. People call it bubbly water. Oh, okay.
People call it bubbly water, or sometimes they call it like seltzer water. I'm trying to think of what else they call it. A sparkling water.
Sparkling water. Yes.
And it depends on which.
Water.
Yep, depends on what part of the country you're in. Here, they're not real big fans of sparkling water.
Sparkling water.
They drink a lot of sweet tea here. It's just like iced tea with a ton of sugar put in it. Yeah, it's a very southern thing. They drink. I mean, all through the South, even Texas. Sweet tea. When I first moved here, I would say, okay, I would like some iced tea, but no sugar. And they would look at me like I was crazy. I would say, just some lemon, please. Just some lemon. You don't want any sugar? And then they'd forget, and they'll bring me sweet tea. And I will have to send it back. And I'm like, I'm sorry, I can't drink this. Yeah. I think it's disgusting.
Wow.
Yeah, I find it very disgusting.
I wanna know the taste of the iced tea.
Yeah. Now, do you ever drink tea cold?
It's kind of a Lipton iced tea.
Uh huh. Yeah, that's one
Lipton
brand.
But you can
ice any tea, even herb teas. You can ice any tea. I drink a lot of cold tea. It's good mixed with, like you say, the Lipton. It's really good mixed with, like, lemonade. Like a half and half is very good. It's very delicious.
Really?
Yes.
I'm going to try. Yeah, I'm going to try.
Try that.
Yeah.
So was this a guy friend or a girlfriend? Guy friend?
No, I hope so, please. And it's a girlfriend. And so we talked a lot because we are pretty similar to everybody.
Yeah.
So,
I actually, quite a few of my students are single ladies around your age.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when I first meet them, I'm like, well, are you married? You know, and many of them aren't interested in getting married. Not really.
Yes. The single life in Korea is pretty, actually, I don't know, maybe I give up the marriage. I don't know.
This is what I hear from my students. That in Korea, it's very traditional for the woman to take care of the husband. Very traditional.
Yeah.
And so, also, you have to work. Mm-hmm. And if you have any children, you also take care of the children. So I don't want to have to do all that. Or they're like more interested in their career.
That's right. That's really hard.
It is hard, and a lot of American women are similar. I think that American men are learning, you know, that they have to help with the children if there's children. But I don't think Korea has quite caught up yet, you know, with men understanding. Because I think that, I think you guys are still, like, the men are still really tied to their parents.
Tied to the parents?
Uh-huh.
Yes, it is because a little bit.
It's not that way very much in the United States. Not that way very much. Usually the parents, like, don't help a lot, you know, with the house and the car and all. They might up to a certain point, but it's usually if you're married, if you're old enough to be married and have children, you're on your own. And they might help a little bit, you know, or give a loan or whatever, but I think that men in Korea are still very connected to their mothers.
Yeah, very connected. Mothers. It's really hard. Yeah, every season we should go to their mother's house and celebrating. That's pretty hard and emotionally mentally and physically.
Because it's difficult being married. And then when you have to take that other person's opinion, like a mother-in-law, when your husband won't stand up to her, you know, and picks her opinion over his wife's, that causes for some big fights.
Every time they have, there was big fight in the relationship.
Difficult already being married. So anyways, we were still on page 4, and and we were it's a writing exercise, but we're just going to fill in the blanks. So the example shows that Jimmy is tall, and then you make it taller than Albert, and the air in Los Angeles is bad or worse than in San Francisco. That's funny because look, they do say it's worse there. Remember they were saying that the air in Los Angeles was better last time in the exercise, remember? Because I said it's really worse. Yes. That's funny. So So number
Tino is stronger than Johnny.
Right.
And Mabel is heavier. Mabel is heavier than Linda. A bicycle is cheaper than a motorcycle. An airplane is faster than a car. And Mr. Bascom is richer than Dr. Pasco. And Sam is busier than Jack. These glasses are cleaner than those. And your lessons are easier than mine. The weather in Los Angeles is better than in San Francisco.
Perfect.
Oh, okay.
Perfect.
Yep.
Okay.
And it's great.
So they have like a little they have a little dialogue over here on the next page. So we'll just go through it really quickly. I'll be Sam. You can be Mabel. And we'll just go through this quickly.
Okay, Mabel. Okay, okay. Do you think Sunnyvale is better than Faster City?
Sure, people
are... Faster City?
Fast City, yep. Sure, people are nicer in Sunnyvale.
But isn't it expensive there?
Sunnyvale is cheaper than Fast City.
What about the weather?
It's better in Sunnyvale.
Then why do some people prefer Fast City?
I don't know. I can't understand it. So.
Oh, it's. Mhm.
It's very.
Is this a real city? Fast
no,
city?
No. Nope.
Oh.
I think they want us to look at the pictures and kind of. It's hard to understand because it's like, welcome to Sunnyvale, and they have Joe's Restaurant, which there's breakfast, ham and eggs for $1.50. And it's beautiful weather. Mm. And then down here in Fast City, you know, it's
all
rainy.
More expensive then.
Yeah, rainy and more expensive. And so, and the prices are going up. See, on the hotel, he's marking the prices up. So yeah, it's usually has to do with jobs. I think is why people go to places that don't seem as nice. I think that's why a lot of people.
Seems a lot nice.
Yeah.
Because, okay.
My dog is running around. She has like 3 legs, and so she sounds like she's galloping. Come here, if you want to come here.
Yeah,
she sounds like she's galloping like a horse. Clop, 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 clop. Come here. Come here. You're driving me crazy. Galloping because she's got a little stump. She runs like 3-legged, so she has a funny little, the way she runs sounds funny. Okay. So ask and answer questions about the two city using the comparative form. So so we'd say which city is friendlier and then Sunnyvale. So which city is cleaner? Can you tell? I'm going to have to make mine bigger. It's too small for me to look at.
Sunnyvale is more cleaner than Bath City.
So you would say Sunnyvale is cleaner.
Which city is
busier?
Busier? I think Best City is more busier than Sunnyvale.
Yeah, you could say just Fast City is more busy or busier.
Yeah, busier. Yeah.
Which city is smaller?
Smaller? Sunnyvale is more smaller than Best City.
You'd say Sunnyvale is smaller.
Smaller. Sunnyvale is smaller. Okay.
Which city is the noisiest?
Best City is noisier.
Mm-hmm. Which city is safer?
cheaper?
Safer.
Safer. Mm-hmm. Sunnyvale is safer.
Mm-hmm. Which is prettier? Which city is prettier?
Prettier. Sunnyvale is prettier. Sunnyvale is prettier.
Prettier. Yeah. Which city is larger?
Larger. Best City is larger.
Yes. Which city is cheaper? Where is it cheaper to live?
Cheaper to live. Sunnyvale is cheaper to live.
So yeah. So which one is better? So it says good. Would it be? Let me see. How should I ask that? Do you think it would be a good place to live? Which one would be a good place to live?
I think the Sunnyvale is better.
Yes.
To live.
Good.
Yeah.
Yep. So we're gonna make a comparison again. Jimmy weighs 150 pounds. Albert weighs 175. So Jimmy is lighter than Albert, or Albert is heavier than Jimmy. So Los Angeles doesn't get much rain.
Mm-hmm.
It rains a lot in San Francisco. So Los Angeles is drier than San Francisco, or San Francisco is wetter than Los Angeles. So Johnny can lift 100 pounds. Tino can lift 300 pounds. So can you give me some comparisons?
Okay, Johnny can. Oh my. Johnny can lift here. Lift here. Lifter. Johnny can lifter.
Lift.
Johnny can. Johnny can lift more than Tino. Is it right?
Are you sure?
Oh my gosh. Lift means moving,
Yes, lift it
lifting
up.
pounds.
Like it's like if you were a weightlifter, you know how they have the bars with the weights on the ends? So Johnny can lift 100 pounds, but Tino can lift 300 pounds.
Okay. Johnny can lift her
Lift.
than Tino. Lifter, lifter,
Now,
Why
if you
I'm confused.
if you called them a name, you could call them weight lifters.
Really,
But if somebody is lifting, it's just lift. And that's very confusing. So Tino can lift more than Johnny.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Tino 300 and 100. Okay. Tino can lift here
Lift.
more. Lift. Oh. Would you please make one more sentence? One more again?
Yep.
Make sentence?
Tino can lift more than Johnny.
Okay.
Uh-oh. You're breaking up. Are you there? Hello? I think I lost you. Darn it. Stop.